Hey, thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox, and myself, Brady Quinn. Make sure you catch us live weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern or 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
So things are going from bad to worse for somebody in the NFL, and it could come to a conclusion in the next 24 hours. We will get into all of that here coming up just a couple of moments from now. It's Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. It's LeVar Arrington. It's Brady Quinn. It's Jonas Knox. You can listen to the show, as always, on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of Fox Sports Radio affiliates and wherever the hell you are, making us a part of your Thanksgiving Eve. We appreciate you doing so. We'll take you all the way up until the end of the hour, 9 a.m. Eastern time, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Fox Sports Radio.
You're fired.
you know what today is, though?
It's got to be lower, Vito.
Yeah, we're getting harassed by Vito.
So silly, man.
Vito, who's responsible for all the great imaging here on Fox Sports Radio.
What's
the entire
name
network
of your show, Chief?
All of it, the impressions. he's now going into studio doing the circle game while we're
like
on the air.
Like eye level, though, Brady. Yeah. Like, he's going to do a double circle eye level.
Yeah. He's cheating.
He's cheating.
Yeah. It's unfair,
but do you guys know what today is? And it's not what we talked about to open the show.
What
hump
is day?
It? No. He said today. It's not what we opened the show with, Jonas. Yeah. You got to listen to Brady. He's literal.
I'm just asking.
Today is one of the biggest nights.
Okay.
To go out the entire year.
Yes.
Big time.
You are
going to
be
it.
Seeing so many people hungover tomorrow.
Yep.
Absolutely hammered.
What's the color of it?
I don't even know what that means. I'm just saying.
Oh, that's Friday. Never mind. Yeah. Never mind. It's after Thanksgiving.
Yeah. No. This is before. This is when all the college students. Yeah. We didn't get a chance to experience this. This is when all the college students come home and get shmammered. Oh. They start flooding into the bars. They're home for Thanksgiving, especially those who just went off to college. They come back probably with their fake IDs, and they're getting after it tonight. Yeah. It's one of the biggest nights for bars.
Nice.
Around the country the night before Thanksgiving.
God, I can remember right out of high school, people coming back from college saying, "So what are you up to?" Like that was like, "So what are you up to?" And it's like,
Now you can successfully go have them drinks with the college students.
Like, but I was working at Toys R Us at the time, so you got all these people who are like, "Oh, well, we were, college is going great, and
we were trading stocks."
And it's like, yeah, and I'm literally working at Toys R Us, stocking toys, legitimately stocking toys and cleaning up the women's restroom.
You are so full of it, dude.
I swear to God.
So you've worked at Chuck E. Cheese,
Toys R Us,
Tuesday Applebee's,
morning.
Tuesday morning,
TJ Fridays,
excuse me.
Tuesday mornings.
Don't forget about selling homes on .com.
Yeah, I did. So I did marketing there. Yeah, I did. I was also a janitor in elementary school. Washed dishes at Sesame and the Charleston Mall.
Yeah, I did that.
God, what are the other ones?
But here's the thing: some of these weren't even legitimate. Like you did it for the story, or you did it for whatever weird reason.
You think I want to dress up like a stuffed animal and get kicked in the balls by kids?
I think when you applied for the position, you had two decisions.
Okay, maybe I did.
Okay,
you took the hat off, and then the mom saw you, and you saw her, and y'all saw each other, and you were like, "Yeah, I know, I'm a man. I got some sex appeal for this big rat."
Could you imagine the sneaky, like low key thing?
That's Jonas
Stam.
Jonas was
in that mouse costume or rat, whatever.
I'm so
it is.
Sorry that
take,
my child kicked you in the shin. It's okay. You want to go catch a drink later?
I take every job that I've ever had seriously, and I took that one serious as well, too. I'm a hardworking guy.
You were
man.
Looking for the sympathy.
Just the way we are.
Slappy.
Just be honest.
What a slappy.
Hey, it's what we do in, on the mean streets of Thousand Oaks, California.
The
you
day after,
Brady Quinn.
The day after Thanksgiving is Black Friday, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Black Friday.
Thousand Oaks, you know what sometimes you find, like a $1 bill on the ground.
Yeah, what's that?
It's more like you find 20s and Benjamins.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
wow.
I got your 20
there.
Right here.
I have dropped $100 bills before. I have.
Oh, like Jim Irsay?
Well, that's relatable.
No, no, not on purpose.
Way to relate to the audience.
They've fallen out of my pocket at times. Yeah. You know, like, man, where's those $100 bills I had?
By the way, you know what Rob Parker told me one Thanksgiving?
What's that? I stopped carrying money, though. I don't carry cash anymore.
Rob Parker and I were working on the Friday after Thanksgiving, and I opened up one of the hours.
You got to do it in his voice.
It's a Black Friday edition here on Fox Sports Radio, and Rob Parker's like, every Friday's Black Friday for me. This is new for you.
I didn't know.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, come on. It's what I've been saying. His name is Stat Padford. For years I've been saying it. But no, that is the great Rob Parker.
You got to have the bones. You got to have the structure.
It
may be your best impression next to Collinsworth.
Yeah. Let's hear Collinsworth. Come on. Let's hear Collinsworth.
I mean, I got to tell you, like, I'm sitting at the table, and I'm deciding whether or not I want yams or mac and cheese, and then I'm like, golly, I just turn on the football game and give me a turkey, Al.
Now give us Vince.
LeVar Arrington, you're fired.
That might be his best one. I don't know. You got three in your holster that are pretty darn good.
It's really limited.
You know what? Your Harry Carey is good, too. Your Harry Carey is pretty good.
Hey, you know, two on, two out, deuces wild, Brady Quinn at the bat. Speaking of a bat, he wish he had one at the urinal. Hi. And yeah, that's a very limited impressions. I don't.
He's got four. You got four that are pretty good.
What about Brian Gumbel?
Come on, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
It's just so bad.
Let's move on to a story about a man who was a three-time Pro Bowler, and now he's dominating the Fox Sports radio airwaves,
You're going to ruin it. Hey.
This is a story of Fox Sports Arrington with LeVar Arrington.
It's so bad. That's by far your worst.
What? Is that bad?
Oh, yeah,
it's
really
that bad.
It's
all right.
Really
all right,
bad.
Redeem yourself. Let's go back to Harry Carey real quick.
All right. Two up, two out. Flores up to bat. You know, Roberto spelled backwards is all to a bit.
This is ridiculous.
Oh, man.
I needed that. Every bit of negative energy in me is gone now.
Man. Yeah. Okay.
It's gone.
I've still got some stored up, but I'm going to wait.
Yeah, he does.
And these college football awards, man, that ticked me off last night.
Tell me about it.
Yeah,
do you want to vent
on that a little bit? Or do you want to?
I mean, can you just give me like 30 seconds?
Yes, okay.
Can we have some? Do you have a little Dropkick Murphys, maybe? Something angry for Brady Quinn as he can get fired up because he's really bothered by some of these. This will work. Whatever.
Yeah, no, this is great vent music.
Make it work.
Come on.
Vent a little bit.
This is fine. Here's what I'll say, okay? The Fred Biletnikoff Award, which annually goes to the most outstanding wide receiver in college football, and the John Mackey Award, which annually goes to the most outstanding tight end in college football. Both came out with their finalist lists yesterday, okay? And somehow, not one wide receiver from Ohio State is a finalist.
Yeah, that's kind of
And they've
weird.
Got literally three that could have been any part of that conversation, and anyone who's played them, anyone who's seen them would tell you Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave, and Jackson Smith and Jigba, who's actually leading them in yards, all should have been finalists. All could have been all three up for it at the same time. And by the way, they left out my man Jahan Dotson as well from Penn State.
They did.
So I don't know what their criteria is. I don't know what they're smoking. But this is why these awards lose all credibility. And look, I'm not saying that David Bell and some of the other guys who are up for it, you know, aren't worthy of it. But it's like, dude, come on. You should have had either a bigger finalist list or figure it out because you left off some of the best players in college football. And then the Mackey Award, I don't know what they're looking at. Like the two best tight ends in the country were Michael Mayer from Notre Dame this year and Bo Bauer from Georgia. Both those guys have been phenomenal. Again, anyone who's played them, anyone who's watched those games would tell you they are unstoppable. And I know Trey McBride has a ton of stats at Colorado State, but he's kind of like the only guy they really throw to or get the football to there. And so it is what it is. But you're not even talking about a player at a Power 5. So I'm not sure what these awards are doing anymore, but they're losing all credibility. And it's almost why it's like an afterthought, is when you don't even have some of the best players at their position who are finalists for these awards like they should be.
Okay, who's voting on these? Is
I
it just
know,
writers?
Dude. They have these, like, the Biletnikoff, I think, is, I know it's presented by the Tallahassee Quarterback Club Foundation. So I know that. And like last year, they had Devontae Smith, who won the Heisman. He was obviously very deserving of winning that award. This year, like, again, you can make a case. Any of the four guys I just mentioned should have been up for it. Yeah. And look, Jameson Williams has been great for Bama. David Bell's been great for Purdue. Like, very worthy guys for it. But so should have these other guys been a part of it. You got to change the criteria.
Okay,
so
why aren't you voting on it? You cover college football. You are on the
if
desk.
If you won the award, they have you vote.
Okay, yeah. So
well,
do you
I'm not
vote?
A wide receiver.
All right,
so I can't
what
worry.
About yeah. the Johnny Unitas? Is the Golden Arm Award? You won that one, didn't
no, they,
you?
I'd won that. I won the Maxwell. Like they all have their separate committees who vote for this stuff. And look, the Maxwell does a great job. Like the Maxwell Award, I would say in some years does a better job than the Heisman. Like bottom line, I'm not saying that because I won the Maxwell. I'm just saying when you look at their criteria, when you look at the years and who they've presented it to, they more often than not gave it to a guy that I think you watch him, you go, okay, like there's no disgruntlement, there's no gripe there. It seems like the Heisman now essentially goes to one of the top players on one of the top teams.
I think there's a thought from some people that you wouldn't want to let, and this goes for a lot of other awards as well too, that you wouldn't want to let former players or coaches vote on this stuff because they would sort of pick favorites and there'd be sort of an agenda attached to it. Isn't that the same thing with some of these writers though? Like some of these writers and the people that vote
so.
On it.
Look at the Heisman
totally
votes.
Agree. Totally
look how
agree.
Regional it is.
Yeah.
They don't stay up and watch the West Coast. They'll vote for an SEC player. So this year will be Bryce Young. You look at the Midwest. They'll vote for C.J. Stroud. It's literally more biased with, I think, writers and reporters and people who vote than it is with actual analysts. Because we're the ones who watch and just go, hey, man, look, like, I love C.J. Stroud. It's Big Noon Kickoff. We've got Ohio State, Michigan this week. If you were asking me to give a vote for the Heisman, I'd say Bryce Young has been the better quarterback between the two. It's close. They're neck and neck, but like, it's just what I watch. I've got coaches who have, I'm like, am I crazy in this? They're like, no. I got former coaches who tell me this. I got other analysts who, like, and they're like, they're scared to say it on air because they're scared of the Ohio State backlash. Like, I mean, the Ohio State fan base is a powerful thing. Yet the second you say like, well, I think maybe someone from Bama, it's like, oh, those are fighting words. But that's the reality of it. Like all I do all day is sit and watch film and watch these players. But
by the way, you've been fighting Ohio State fans for your entire life. Because look, you grew up in the area and you chose Notre Dame. So maybe they've got a red ass for you, Brady Quinn.
Well,
maybe that's what it is.
Educational component to it, spiritual component. So there's a lot of different things
like
that went into it. But that's just the reality.
He'd be having his innuendos all show long, every day.
Yeah.
I've never heard spiritual innuendos from one Brady Quinn on the show.
I'm just saying.
Thank you, Jesus!
Okay, that's fair. He does reference live bet Jesus. That is true.
Yeah,
okay.
That is
true. I stand corrected.
Who needs to be resurrected at some point.
I've seen him come into the studio once before. I don't know. It kind of freaked me out a little bit, man.
Who knows? Maybe it'll be a part of the show tomorrow because we're going to be here, by the way. We are going to be here. For those of you out there wondering, you guys are a big-time weekday show. You're not going to be here on Thanksgiving. Our ass will be here. All
no
of
days
us.
Off.
Yeah. I mean, not Roberto, but all of us will be here.
No,
already
I'm
do
not.
A, yeah.
Before Jonas gets filled, all right, you know, he'll be here working radio.
Unbelievable.
Then he's going to go get dinner. Then he's going to go to his Thanksgiving dinner, and then he'll be ready to go for Friday.
And again, folks, that's the face of Big New Kickoff, Brady Quinn. Just class personified.
You've been waiting for this holiday all week. You're the only one of the three of us who's excited about it.
Professional broadcaster, Brady Quinn.
Hey, should there be a crab meat bisque as an appetizer for like prelims to like
that
the main meal?
That sounds so good.
Doesn't it?
Does sound good.
I mean, are you trying to sneak in one of your dishes?
I'm thinking I'm going to try.
Okay, here's why. Because there's a cooking channel on, and LeVar is fixated on what
he's staring at that TV.
Yeah, and it's not what's in the dish.
She's putting corn into that, whatever that mix is, that mixture. But they took me down crap.
What are they saying? Like,
it took me down crab bisque lane.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to get some, like, I'm going to find some lump, like, real lump crab meat and put it. I might even get king crab, steam it, and then put that in the bisque.
Look at you.
What do you think?
Look at you.
What like do you guys think?
Like a yolked Guy
like
Fieri.
Yeah.
Yeah. My wife's making jaiba. You know what jaiba is? It's a Mexican ceviche.
It's jaiba.
Ceviche. Whatever. Jaiba, jaiba. Who cares? Hi, this. She's making
can
it.
Can you hit the button on that? Can you not hit the button on
that? How is that racist? Because I said
because
they, not
the.
Jaiba, not jaiba.
Berto gave you the proper enunciation, and you said whatever, as if it did not matter.
Yeah, you white people don't get it, man.
Oh, my gosh.
You don't know what it's like, man.
I'm totally out.
All right. I'm out. Fox Sports Radio. We are brought to you by Discover. Real credit card questions require real people. Someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. All right, coming up next. Petros Papadakis, I've got a feeling, is going to unload on a couple of things. Number one, as Brady mentioned, the Wednesday tradition of a reunion night all across the country, and also the disaster that is one football program that he's near and dear to his heart. We'll get into all that with Petros for you next here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Right now, we turn it over to the great Petros Papadakis. He is the co-host of the Petros and Money Show, PMS, on AM 570 LA Sports. He is also a Fox college football analyst covering multiple games at a time every single weekend. Petros, appreciate you popping on. How's everything? Are you excited about reunion night around the bars of Southern California later on today?
Oh, God.
What's wrong?
I'm getting pretty old for reunion night, you know.
Yeah.
It
should be fun, though, right?
Yeah. Well, no. I struggle because with COVID and all that, like, I don't want people to think I'm telling them not to go out and see people. This happened, and it's really engendered in my hatred of everybody else's good time. But I used to give this giant public service announcement every Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Stay out of the bars. Don't go see your friends from high school. Your friends from high school suck. You suck in high school. What you thought you were in high school and what the reality is going to be on Wednesday night is going to depress you. No girl that sat behind you in your geometry class is going to finally notice you and take you to the airport Radisson and have her way with you. None of these things are going to happen. And it's going to be like the Smiths song, probably their most famous song, How Soon Is Now, where he says there's a club and you want to go. You might find someone that really loves you. So you go and you stand on your own and you leave on your own and you go home and you cry and you want to die.
So depressing.
Yeah.
That's why you stay home. That's why. Yeah, you love it because your life is like a light beer commercial.
No.
Talk about
it. It was a truth serum. You
yeah,
know,
sure.
You spit some truth there, man. I loved it.
I'm Brady Quinn. I'm going to go back and show everybody
I never went back. I didn't even know it was a thing because it was always football or something was going on. And speaking of football, Petros, I saw you tweet about Matt Campbell.
Yeah.
Is he coming to Southern California? Is he the next head coach at USC?
Some people that told me that other guys were coming and then those guys came have told me that Matt Campbell's coming. So that's some real buzz. And
but
then, like,
isn't Matt Campbell the one that doesn't want to win his conference?
Yeah,
he's got to explain that. Right?
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Well, USC doesn't lately either. So.
Oh, what?
That's the truth. I mean, he ain't wrong.
God.
He ain't wrong.
Say it, Petros.
He ain't wrong. Look, whatever Matt Campbell said or didn't say or whatever kind of season they're having, I've met him, I don't know, 3 years ago and have done a bunch of Iowa State games, and he's a program builder and a unique guy who can coach and keep people accountable. And at USC, he's not going to have to go dig people out and find them like he found Kareem Hunt or Breece Hall or Purdy or people like that. They're going to come to him. You know, USC's problem is not recruiting. It's developing talent. And I like Matt Campbell a lot. I mean, he's a high character guy. I would say that he's a great choice. I think Aranda is a great choice. I think Luke Fickle is a great choice. Like, I'm like the guy walking around. I'm like Brady Quinn at the bar on Wednesday. You know, I got my pick of great girls here.
Oh. Man.
I mean, man, I'm happily married. Don't be putting me in that box.
I'm just saying, I'm not talking about 40-year-old Brady or whatever you are now. I'm talking about, you know, back from Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Just, you know, walking around, whatever, the tally.
What do you mean? I was on the West Coast with you. I was on the West Coast either playing Stanford or SC on Thanksgiving.
I know. Look, this is something that was new to me as well when I became a media person. And I just hated how everybody anticipated it being a great night and then went home disappointed with the reality that high school is awkward and horrible. Mm. And trying to chase its glory is awkward and horrible. But there's going to be one guy that gets lucky tonight and with some other lucky guy or gal, and they're going to sit here and say that I'm full of it. But I speak the truth.
Hey, Petros, I don't mean to be an a-hole here, but we're having a little bit of a connection issue with your unit at home.
I've been having some issues with this unit.
Well, now it sounds
it's cleaned
better.
Up.
Yeah,
it drops every once in a while. It's terrible. That upsets me even more. I'm going to stop doing it.
You are definitely in a mood today.
Hey, would you be up for doing it on the phone if we called you or you called right back?
But I'll do it.
All right. Well, I mean,
No, but I'm going to do it.
Well, don't attack Lee. We just want to make sure because we feel like you're
Lee, the guy that yells in my ear every morning at 5:30. What's up, Petro?
No, that's me.
Petro sounds fine now.
Yeah, it sounds. Yeah.
No, it drops. It drops every 5 minutes.
All right, let's just roll with it. That's fine.
Can I offer up the 10-year deal that was offered, extended to one James Franklin? What's your take on that? It's been a lot of mixed reviews.
Yeah, it really feels like that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
He looked really cool, though, in the Twitter photo they sent out. It was kind of like artist changed. Did you see the photo?
Yes.
Where he looks like super, like he's got a whistle in his mouth.
Yeah.
It's like, this guy's going to coach.
Jonas had his whistle in his mouth, too.
Oh, Jesus.
All right.
Okay. Welcome to to this show.
But Frank is going to coach now. He is going to coach.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I like that team that I saw, but they have some major holes. You know, they don't have an offensive line. They don't have a run game.
True.
And that's a problem in the Big Ten. You know, they feel like they wasted a really great defense.
They did have a really good D.
So, I mean, some people say, well, this is great because it's a reset button at Penn State for him. But some people say, well, this must be because LSU or USC no longer was interested in him. And, I mean, I don't really know either way what it means. But, I mean, he's there. He's built a program. He obviously organized and knows how to be a head coach. I mean, that's not a given for a lot of these guys that get hired.
Right.
And he's done a good job for a long time. I think they've got to figure out that part of their offense. And Yurcich, the coordinator, is not really a running type of guy. You know, he comes from Oklahoma State with Bundy. That's where he really got it going. He wants to throw it. He wants to gash people. And I don't know. I think they're going to have kind of a come to Jesus about their offensive identity.
Yeah.
Did I drop?
Yeah, you're going bad.
Yeah, we'll reconnect with Petros via the phone.
That was a bad idea. I feel like I kind of forced that one.
My bad. Hey, you know, it's all right. We just because he is in a mood.
He's definitely in a mood.
And so we don't want to lose this opportunity to get him a phone or not. I don't care what it is. If he's got to call him by walkie-talkie, this is going to be a fun conversation with him.
I want to know how Petros feels about the holiday tomorrow. Because I feel like he'll have a good take on that, whether it's a big deal or not. I mean, I don't know. I'll be curious.
I don't think he's going to like any part of it, to be honest with you.
I love it. Love that, Ben.
It feels like he's going to side with – yeah. Well, look, I mean, there's some people who actually, are thankful for things, and then there's Brady. And,
not the truth.
Well, I think there's some people that are really appreciative and thankful for things, and then Brady Quinn pops on and he wants to dismiss
Brady's
an entire
super
holiday.
Thankful, man. He's super gracious dude.
I was gonna say,
yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I was blown away by how graciously and kind and thankful he is.
You're on the same text chain I am.
Yeah.
Does that seem gracious to you?
And most of that stuff that comes through there is from you.
Oh, my ass.
Yeah, thank you.
What are you talking about?
Most of the inappropriateness
resonates a lie.
From one Jonas Knox's phone.
A lie. I got to show you the golf course video. All right. So,
got a rat in the room.
Do we have a Petros? So Petros Papadakis is with us back here on Fox Sports Radio. Sorry, Petros. We wanted to make sure we got you in.
It's not your fault.
Yeah.
It's the fault of the Palos Verdes cable problems that have plagued me since the Clay Travis days.
Well, that's a very nice area to live, and now we can understand why the signal is off because, well, you're living up in the mountains off
Damn
of a
right
cliff overlooking the ocean and seeing whales jump out of the water.
Up in the hills.
Yeah.
To be fair, it's where I'm from.
Okay. So what you're saying is you've been balling since you was a baby, is it?
Well, San Pedro, Palos Verdes.
Okay. All right.
Hey, Petros, if not Matt Campbell, who would you like to see take the USC job?
Back to this.
Come on.
I mean, Campbell, Aranda, Luke Fickell. Luke Fickell's the one that makes sense. And, you know, Rick Neuheisel made a point on the show that was a really good point. Does the phone work?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. You're good.
I spent $4,000 on that thing. I'm going to throw it in the pool. Don Martin made me buy it for myself. He wouldn't give me one.
At the end of the day, was it a sat phone?
My man, I think you ought to have it for yourself so you can do work for yourself.
At the end of the day,
you work for yourself. I was like, yeah, but I only do radio for iHeartMedia. My man. Anyway, any of those choices are fine.
Petros, how do you feel about Thanksgiving tomorrow? Just give us your overall take on the holiday, because a couple of us here aren't as big on it as someone else.
Well, I have to. Who's the biggest on it?
Well, who would you guess?
Jonas.
Okay,
there you go.
Yeah, of course. So the way he leads the witness. All right, go ahead.
Stick his head into a turkey and run around Thousand Oaks.
I mean, let's just hope.
It might be his head of sun.
Yeah. Yep, you were there with
class,
me, Brady.
Class act.
You were right there with your boy.
About some stuffing.
Yeah, very classy.
Filling.
All right, here's my point, Petros. I think the people skip right past Thanksgiving and want to start celebrating Christmas, and I think you should not be allowed to put up your Christmas decorations, your lights, or any of that stuff until after Thanksgiving is over. That's how I feel.
I agree, but I came home last night from an hour and a half commute because no one can drive anymore when it gets dark and the holiday traffic in Los Angeles is like death. And my kids were already putting up the Christmas stuff. You know, they just do it. And they circumvent my wife, and they just do it. So it's hard to stop the wave. But I agree with you. I agree. And so does Don Martin. But, you know, Christmas sucks, too. We have to play Christmas music the whole month. You know, the music we play on the show is a part of my creative outlet. And, you know, now it's just, you know, chestnuts roasting on your balls. And I'm tired of that by the first week. So, I'm with you. I like Thanksgiving. I think it needs. I am calling a game tomorrow at noon.
Yeah.
San Jose. I mean, everybody's going to watch it. To hell with that NFL crap, right?
Yeah.
NFL sucks.
You're calling the Apple Cup, aren't you?
Everybody wants the Mountain West on Thanksgiving, guys.
Yeah. You're calling the Apple Cup, though, right?
No, that's Friday. Don't get ahead of yourself there, Turbo. Okay, you can go out later tonight.
Oh, Turbo.
Little Fresno State, San Jose State.
There it is.
Yeah. Pops is
the Valley
today.
Cup. What do you know about the Valley Cup trophy?
The Valley Cup, what's that?
Nothing. I know absolutely nothing about the Valley Cup
trophy. Well, I'm learning about it now.
Well, wasn't that what they handed out at the end of Karate Kid?
That's the All Valley Tournament.
All Valley, true.
Whatever. And you know, it wasn't they that handed it out. Mm. It was Johnny.
It gave
it to Daniel.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's a really good point.
I was in the airport with a person from Reseda, and they just kept saying they were from Reseda, and everything was Reseda.
Well, that place is a hellhole, so I don't know.
It's a great place to
proud of.
Yeah, let me tell you something. You go to Reseda. There's a donut store next to a liquor store every 5 feet.
Oh, wow.
That's what they got there in Reseda.
Interesting.
It is. Just saying, man.
This has been the best interview I have ever.
Did we cover anything?
I have ever been a part of.
And I'm sorry about the thing.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Well, I care, but you imagine trying to do a 3-hour radio show like that.
I mean, yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't usually happen, as you know, but it happened the last, I don't know, I guess during Christmas time, everybody in Palos Verdes is on, it's Black Friday, everybody's up trying to order stuff online.
Is that how it works, online Black Friday shopping? I still thought you had to. And if you come.
No, it's Cyber Week, LeVar.
Oh, wow. Because, yeah. By the way, I mean, if you, for all those out there that don't know about Palos Verdes, if you're going to go Black Friday shopping, you got to leave literally 3 hours before
the normal bit like time. The Oregon Trail.
Yeah,
you know,
because
sometimes on the way home somebody dies of dysentery.
Yeah, you gotta come down out of the mountains, off of the cliff, where all the elites live, and come down to the normal people to where those shops are that you go to. You know, I used to visit a buddy of mine in Palos Verdes every weekend just to sit there and look out and, well, dream.
Yeah,
you know, yeah. I was a dreamer in Palos Verdes. So
you're not Petros, man.
No,
there's
he lives it
no
every day.
Place is Palos Verdes.
What is it?
Well, there's four cities on the hill.
Okay.
There's Palos Verdes Estates. There's Rancho Palos Verdes. There's the Rolling Hills, which is the private city.
Okay.
Where Pete Carroll and all them used to live.
Yep.
And then there's Rolling Hills Estates, where Tiger went down the hill like. Boo, 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 boo.
Yeah. Oh,
you know who's listening right now?
Who?
Nick Aliotti. The guy who developed how to play defense around the offenses like Chip Kelly is listening. The great Oregon defensive coordinator.
All right. Hey, how you doing? Good morning to
he
you.
He loves you guys.
Oh, we love him back.
We love Coach. What a great coach.
Yeah.
He's on the Pac-12 network.
Oh, okay.
That's good. I mean, I wonder what he thinks about what Oregon did last week. Just curious.
I mean, who didn't think that Oregon was going to get their crotch punched inside out? It was
I did.
Utah rested Tavion Thomas. Them. You know, they have those three tight ends that get after people's ass. They're going right now, and their quarterback play is at a higher level than Oregon's.
But Oregon has Kayvon Thibodeau, Petros. He's supposed to be the best player, best prospect, all this stuff in the country. He's going number one overall, isn't he?
He's going to wreck the game. Yeah, but that's one guy. You know, one guy you can double team, you can turn protection to, you can.
Shoot, it looked like they were run right at his ass.
Yeah, or run right at him is another way to deal with him, you know, and then drop back in the play action game and you don't have to worry about him as much. But that's a great way to neutralize a pass rusher. I mean, that guy, Tavion Thomas, looks like Todd freaking Gurley. He came out of a Kansas JC like a freaking comet. So I love that player, and I love their three tight ends. And I mean, that was a heroic punt return from that 40-year-old bald kid.
Oh my god.
Get him on Twitter at the old P. He is Petros Papadakis. He's the co-host of PMS Petros and Money on AM 570 LA Sports.
Hey, sorry for having a bad attitude. Tell Shapiro that half price today. Black Friday deals here at the Papadakis house.
He will be on the call. Fresno State, San Jose State on FS1, 3:30 Eastern time tomorrow on Thanksgiving, and then Friday the Apple Cup, 8 p.m. Eastern time, Washington State, Washington, the battle of the interim head coaches on FS1 as well, too. So always a good talk. And Petros, let's do it again next week.
I'm sorry about the connection.
You're good.
It's all good, bro.
It happens, man.
It's very upsetting to me.
It's 100% entertainment.
We can tell. Yeah. We can tell.
It's all right.
You know what, Brady? At least I have feelings.
Yeah.
Are you sure, Pat?
I'm going to fly out to L.A. just to give you a hug, man.
Yeah. We'll see him at the bars tonight.
He's gone. He's gone.
No, he's still there.
We'll see him at the bars tonight.
Redondo Beach is the one that the people from my house. But we're old now. Like, that would just be sad. Like, who's going?
I'm going.
Yeah.
I'm going to put my Just for Men in. I'm going to shave my face. I'm going.
I'm
throwing a hoodie
on.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Always fun stuff. Again, get him on Twitter at the old P.
Who's going streaking?
He was fired up today. That was a good one. All right, coming up
next. We're going streaking in the quad.
We could see the end of an era in football in the next 24 hours. It's getting ugly. We'll get into all that for you right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are going to be back on the air tomorrow. That's right. Thanksgiving doesn't matter. We are going to be in the house, ready to hang out, have a little bit of fun, and talk about three NFL games and all sorts of good stuff here on a Turkey Day. So,
hey, it sounds like Jared Goff may start. It might not be old Timmy Boyle. Might be Jared Goff versus Andy Dalton.
Yeah, it's looking good for.
Sure hope so.
For Goff.
I feel like everyone at Fox was probably like sending Jared Goff care packages and encouraging him to try to
thorough guns and stem units and therapists, all kinds of stuff.
But hey, listen, for anybody complaining about the Lions again on Thanksgiving, tough balls. All right, like just deal with it. It's football. All right, what would you rather have? You know, like some crummy NBA game. All right, you get what you get. So
that's why, like, I was excited about last night with a little Maction. You know, I always tell you, man, I'm always falling back.
That's my NyQuil. Little Mac football on a Tuesday, Wednesday.
Sure.
All right, Lee, it's time we get into something called this.
You moron.
How could you not get to these stories?
You moron.
These are the scraps.
All right, Lee Delap, executive producer, what have we missed so far in the show?
You guys, yesterday a report from Patch.com quoted a top source saying that Matt Nagy was told that after Thanksgiving Day game, he will be let go from his job duties with the Bears, but he has said that is not accurate and he has not talked to team leadership about his job status.
Huh. Hmm.
Who is Patch?
It's a website, Patch.com.
Okay, what website? I've never heard of that before.
I don't know. Sounds like one of those nicotine patches or something like that, like where you get one of those nicotine things.
Why would he agree to coach?
Yeah, why would he agree to coach one last game if he knows he's gone? If I'm him, I'd be like, all right, I'm going to go hang out with my family for the holiday. Yeah. I'm not going to go coach and be a lame duck coach on Thanksgiving because you don't have enough time to get anybody on a short week. Nah. Not my problem.
I'll take my buyout and I'll go enjoy Thanksgiving and the rest of the holiday.
You're going to keep coaching, LeVar?
I'm coaching.
Why?
Because it's my job. I'm coaching.
Yeah, but you're going to lose your job.
It's not.
Well, you're going to take it when you take it. When you fire me, that's when I'm fired.
I wonder if there's like a clause. There. If there's a clause in his contract where if they told him that and then he didn't, if it'd be conduct detrimental to the team.
You do know in radio and television and stuff, they let you go through the show and then they tell you you're fired after the show.
I've been there, man.
Oh, yeah. On Fridays, right?
Yeah, I've been there. Damn right it was a Friday.
They'll tell you after the show, immediately after. Can you come into the program director's office?
Yeah.
Then you see there's someone from HR sitting there and it's like, oh, wow.
I know it well.
Yeah.
But it didn't affect me long term, February 26th. It didn't, the date doesn't bother me, and I don't still think about it every single February 26th.
I know you have the date. Do you remember the time?
Yeah, about 9:30 a.m. Finished the show at 9 a.m., putting stuff together, walked in the
office. Did they say to you?
They just said, they didn't say anything at first, and that's when I was like, oh, God. And I could just tell right away.
Yeah, that because you had one of those dumbfounded looks on your face, or because sometimes you look at me and I'm like, I don't know what to say to that expression.
Yeah.
Dang.
Thanks, man.
Good Google.
What a good person, right?
Yeah.
Isn't he great? You can get Brady on Twitter at Jeffrey Dahmer. Is where you can find him.
Geez.
He'll be there to answer all your questions throughout the weekend.
I'm just saying it. Lamar, you haven't been there when he's looked at you and you're like, I don't know how to respond. To
Yeah. Quite a few times he's made statements that I just saw the face and saw the gestures that he makes towards me. I just get confused and
this one?
Just don't want to engage in it.
Okay.
You know,
nice.
Jonas makes you feel real awkward.
Hey, Lead Lab, what else we got?
He does.
You guys, Kelly Stafford addressed Pretzelgate on her podcast later this week, saying Matthew Stafford told her at least she was accurate with the pretzel that night. If I was as accurate, maybe they wouldn't have been able to talk as much blank.
Oh, so she did. She did land with the pretzel. Good for her.
Gangster.
Yeah, good for her.
She has a podcast?
Who doesn't?
Does everyone have a podcast now?
I mean, that's where it's going. where everything is going.
By the way, if you missed any of this show, you can check out the podcast after we get off the air at foxsportsradio.com.
I call that the turkey hole.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.